Become a candidate chat room member today at patreon.com/Sarah Yusupov. Get exclusive access to downloadable scripts, templates, ebooks, logs, downloads. Get your resume reviewed at no cost. Private Facebook group for members only for weekly coaching. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I would like to share about 8 pandemic-related interview questions you should be ready to answer. If you are in the market for a job, you should have an answer to these new interview questions. Standard interview questions like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And tell me about a time when you had to overcome a challenge, have taken on a new meaning after going through the pandemic. For many of us, the collective experience has provided a new perspective on what we want out of a job, where we want to work, and with whom. The pandemic has also given recruiters new information they want to pull from candidates. If you are searching for a job, prepare to hear one of these 8 questions that came out of the pandemic. 1. How did your company communicate and manage employees during COVID? With remote working arrangements, communication methods had to be more intentional. After they tell me, for example, I ask, what did you do in addition to what your leadership team did to communicate with your team? I want to see if somebody took ownership of their department and communication from where the executive team stopped. If they think the company didn't do enough, did they step up and do more? The second one, were you afraid of losing your job? Many employees were laid off or furloughed, and I would want to know if a candidate was afraid of being in that group. If you answer yes, if your company took care of you by keeping you on board, why are you leaving them now? While it sounds like a trick question, there are good answers. For example, I'm loyal, but they let go of my boss. How I was managed changed and I didn't have the same relationship with my new boss. Now, 3, what do you do when you were laid off? Employers are interested in finding out how candidates react when they face hardships or setbacks. They want to see that you worked on your professional development and growth, including learning new skills, building your network, and volunteering. What employers don't want to hear is that you sat around for months and binge-watched TV. And of course, we all need time to recover when we experience a disappointment. However, we need to practice resilience and keep moving forward. Now, the fact that the interview questions are changing to COVID, the format of a resume is also changing. I'm not going to include it in this episode for the sake of the podcast, because I have already created a video for you on YouTube where the resume is changing due to pandemic. You will have to include sections about your remote skills, sections about what you did during the gap that you had, whether you were furloughed or whether you were laid off or whether you've been fired or for whatever reason it is, and that gap has to be explained in the resume. I'm not giving you a hint that you need to write paragraphs in your resume, but you should go and watch it. The video is called, while I'm just searching for that video myself, it is called New Resume Template Format, Resume Template You Will Need in 2021, Pandemic Times, and Resume Tips and Remote Work. So all of this are going to be included in that video that is posted on YouTube. Now let's move on to number four. What are your preferred methods of communication in working remotely? Communication can be more challenging when teams are working remotely. Hiring managers will want to know that candidates are willing to try new tools. Asking this question can ensure that a new employee is familiar with the different options out there, such as Zooms, Teams, or Slack. It also helps you understand if they would fit well in your team. If the candidate prefers to only talk over the phone and you lead your team through video conferences, that may not be a great fit. So you need to learn also extra skills in case you feel you are far behind than what is the norm in today's society. Number five, did you have previous remote working experience? People who were used to working remotely pre-pandemic came with a set of skills that a lot of the workforce did not yet have. So being able to leverage the skills from candidates familiar with remote environment helped us to shift quickly and stay on track with productivity of typical new hires. So if you were working in a place where you had to do some work at home pre-pandemic, so you already know what is your expectations of time management, expectations of communication, expectations of what you softwares you need to use in order for you to do whatever that is needed. I'll give you an example. For example, my sister, when she went to college, she went in person. Perhaps you do. You also did the same thing. You went to college in person. But if she would have taken classes remotely, which was an option, online classes, then it wouldn't be hard to have online courses while you are in a pandemic times. So people who are like that, who had options to do remote, but they couldn't do it because they chose not to do it. They are maybe comfortable doing what an old-fashioned thing is comfortable doing. So with that type of skills that we're lacking, to fill in the gaps, it really takes time. So no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, know yourself that you need to learn the skills ahead of time, so you never know when that skill might be needed down the road. Number six, what do you do differently now? Most employees had to make large adjustments to their workflow during the pandemic. Understanding how they have adapted to change is very transferable to other work. Being able to speak to how their individual remote work processes have evolved shows an ability to be self-aware, to adjust when things aren't working, and to learn from situations as they go. All critical and transferable skills in the new marketplace for talent. Number seven, how do you clock out? One of the hardest things for employees in the last year has been figuring out how to balance where your normal world has been so disrupted. You may never leave your house to go to work, and your typical family and community support systems were all but eliminated. It's important that employees in the new marketplace understand how to take responsibility for balance. If someone is just keeping their foot on the gas at 100 through the last year, we know they're going to burn out. We want to provide the support systems at work for employees to have balance, but we also need future employees to take ownership of that balance. Now, let's go over the number eight. What makes you excited to get up in the morning? It can be tough to stay engaged and motivated on Zoom. And we're looking for people who want to make an impact and find purpose in what they do. That way, so for example, employees' goals and aspirations has to be a little bit more proven. So you can get the right learning and development opportunities from the start, especially if you're working remotely. That way, we as recruiters, not just attracting the best candidates, but setting them up for success for a long term. So think about the times where you feel that there are programs out there, but you were not kind of like using it. It didn't bother you. You didn't care. I see people who are not ambitious, who do their job forever. Same title, same position, and same salary. There is no excitement in their life. And it's because I believe there is no push. There is no push. So thinking about what makes you excited to get up in the morning, think about it hard, because if you're not excited to get up in the morning, then you are in the wrong field. You are in the wrong job. You are doing something that you hate. I know a lot of people are waiting to say, oh, I'm looking for Monday, or I'm looking for Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday today because I don't have to come to work tomorrow. And that shows you're not excited, you're bored, and you have no ambition. So you have to change that. So that's it for today. If you have questions regarding your career challenges that you are facing right now, or you want to find a dream job, or you have any problems at work that you want to discuss, let me know on Facebook, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. You can find me also on YouTube, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. You can send a message in the comments, no matter what video you watch. Let me know. I'll reach out to you. I'll read your question probably here in the podcast, and then I'll respond in the podcast as well, and I will let you know that I had responded. And sign up to my emails, because if you do, you get special discounts and special promotions just for my podcast listeners. So if you would like to find out how to sign up, the links are going to be in the description, and also I will announce it on the next episode. Want to be featured on my next episode, Tweet to Writing 2015, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, that you would like to be my next guest on the show? Got a question and want me to answer it? Tweet Let's Talk Careers with Sarah with your question, and I will answer it on my next episode.